There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Good morning, sky. Good morning, sun. Good morning, little winds that run. Good morning, birds. Good morning, trees. And creeping grass and brownie peas. How did you find it? It was day. Who told you? Night has gone away. I am wide awake. I am up now, too. I'll be right out to play with you. It's morning, and poet loves to talk with the sun. The moon has gone, the winds, the breeze, and everything. This morning hour is known as the creator's time, creator's hour or time, Brahma Murt. It's known as the ambrosial time. The time when the nectar flows down the ages, the yogis, sannyasis, the spiritualists, the religious people, the devotees, all have preferred this time for chanting, singing the glories of God, the highest. All have selected this time for singing, for sitting in meditation, for studying. Medical science says there is something called melatonin. It's a mood enhancer. It reduces stress. The secretion is highest. And that's why they say that it's very easy to concentrate in the morning hours. The vibrations are very powerful. You can focus on anything. In the morning, the mind is in the Satopradhan stage. Just as Baba describes the entire world cycle earlier, there is a very high level of purity, and as the cycle moves, the purity reduces from Satopradhan to Sato, Rajo to Rajopradhan, Tamo to Tamopradhan. In the similar manner, each day is also like the cycle. In the morning hours, it is Sato, Pradhan, and throughout the day, the deterioration happens. The worldly souls wake up. Their worldly and material vibrations predominate the atmosphere. So the best time for yogi to meditate, not just meditate, to read, to think, to churn, to go within is this time. Prabhat Ram Simir. Prabhat Moriman. To remember someone, This is the best time. They say that. Remember God. But if you can't remember God, remember son. If you can't remember son, remember your parents at this time. The service done at this time has got special importance. So we'll see few things about this nectarine, this ambrosial period. As I said, it is the natural tendency of the mind to remain calm at this time. It is the natural tendency of this time to remain in silence. We don't want to speak anything. The mood is positive. The night has gone. New day has begun. Every morning brings hope. Every morning brings light. Night is depressing. The dark is full of despondency. The night is the light. The morning is full of light and hope. So every morning, as if we are taking a new birth. Every morning is a new beginning. Every morning gives us a new joy, a new enthusiasm to begin everything anew, to begin everything again. No matter what has happened till now, that is gone. Now start everything again. We get scattered throughout the day. Morning is the time to concentrate. And if we look at our lives, most of the problems are because of lack of focus. The mind is not thinking of one thing at a time. It is divided, it is scattered. That's why there are so many problems. And we try to solve those problems with the help of Gyan, with discussion. It doesn't work. By asking somebody, it doesn't work. The solution to all the problems are in the subconscious mind. And the way to reach the subconscious mind is to calm the conscious mind. Unless and until to calm the conscious mind, you cannot access the subconscious. There is a thick wall here, a thick barrier of preconscious. And this gets lifted during the morning time. So it becomes easy to enter into the realm of subconscious. There are so many layers here. So many layers. And the problem is hidden somewhere here, below the fourth layer, fifth layer, sixth layer. We are trying to solve the problem at the conscious level, and it doesn't work. Whatever is the nature of problem, that's immaterial. The important thing is to calm this mind. And Amrit Vela is the time to do that. The wandering mind, you can calm. Morning is not just for doing meditation. It's also the time for studying. But then, the time period should be more. This 4 to 4:45 is not sufficient. Because here you are doing meditation. You must have all experienced that. If you read Murli early in the morning time, you retain it in a better way than when you try to read the same Murli in the afternoon. Many of the poets, writers, they wake up early in the morning. For what reason? Because they feel that the atmosphere is filled with energy. The flow of prana in the body is at the highest. The morning time, the pranic forces are at the highest in the atmosphere. That's why they do exercise in the morning. They do pranayama in the morning. They do study. Students study in the morning. They are told that you should get up in the morning and study rather than burning the midnight lamps. Why? The atmosphere is conducive to study. Memory power increases, your obesity also decreases. Some studies say. The BMI becomes less. Those who are early wakers. And your learning, your concentration, everything is fast. So you have to see that. You make full use of this time. And for yogis, the Amrit Vela time is from 2 to 5. So this period should consist not just of sitting and meditating. That is one part of it. Meditation, chit-chat, with the divine, with yourself, writing something. Sit and start writing, churning knowledge. Take one point of knowledge and churn it deeply. Try to understand every aspect of it. So that is also a part of Amritve. Move in the open air. Take deep breaths. Many people feel sleepy during meditation. But what they do, if you look at that, the entire philosophy or physiology of the body, they wake up and they just go and sit in meditation. The meditation, the sleep which was happening on the bed now continues during meditation. It is just the change of place and posture. The basic stage remains same, sleep. You should break this cycle of sleep by something very strong. And what is that strong? Take bath, alternate shower. That is the best thing to do. Scottish shower, James Bond. Shower. Start with hot, end with cold. Always. No matter which season it is. Even if it is chilling winter. Because the moment you put cold water on your body, there is shock. And because of that shock, you wake up second time from your sleep. Because even whilst you are changing your clothes and everything, you are still in sleep. While you walk, you are still in sleep. When you sit in meditation, it's only for first 10 minutes you are in meditation. Rest of the time you continue the leftover sleep. But this time in meditation. So it's necessary and pertinent thing that you should break the sleep cycle by get up, take bath. Begin with hot, end with cold. Second thing is brush the teeth. These are connected to the brain. So they stimulate. And third thing is rub with the towel your body so that these pores open up. Another thing is exercise. Do a little exercise. But don't start all doing all this when you wake up at 4 o'clock. Once you finish it, Amritvela is already over. If you want to enjoy this nectarine time, a preparation should be there in the mind. So, brushing, taking bath, rubbing, you know, with a thick towel. They say use khadi towel, a rugged towel, so that when you rub the body, the pores open up. Little exercise. And the fifth thing is pranayama. Little breath work. Some breath work is needed. They say that in the morning time, there is one channel, Sushumna, that opens very easily. And people attain to samadhi. So, little breath work. One or two, whatever pranayama you know, do it. And then, little walk. And don't do Amritvela on your bed. Give up. Rather, don't do Amritvela in that room only, where you sleep. Because that room carries sleeping vibrations. But there might be people and there is a shortage of space, that's another thing. But otherwise, better give up and go to another place. And that place should be reserved only for meditation and no other work. Try to change places also. Because if you feel sleepy, it's better. Don't sit, start walking. And do walking meditation. It's better rather than sitting and sleeping. Or you can listen to Babdada's some audio. Another method is to go on the terrace and do meditation in the open air. Sit where the air is moving and flowing. Sit in meditation there. That is the best time to become soul conscious. Pratas maram iridisans puradatma tattvam. In your heart. With your heart. Think of that. Atma Tattvam. Pratasmara. Early morning time. So, there are so many things to do at Amritvela. It is not just to go and start reminding Baba who he is. Ocean of knowledge, ocean of this, ocean of that. You are this, you are that, you are this. This is not the only purpose of Amrit Vela. Or not just to sit with list of complaints. Or just to continue that routine, pre-recorded, pre-meditated, pre-formed commentary. I am this, I am that. And then I go here and there, and then I go there. Then I come down and Sakash to this place and Sakash to that place. And the work is done. Bring newness, bring novelty. Something new, something which you never have done before. Standing meditation, stand and do meditation. Rather than sitting every time. Different methods are there. The goal is, you make this time powerful. Every Amrit Vela is a transition period. Night and the day. This is Sangam Yug and spirit. And here the transformation should happen. Because every day brings 100 new situations. 100 new interactions with worldly people. 100 new disturbances. 100 new circumstances, papers. And we have no time to stop, to think and to learn from them. We just move forward. Every day is bringing new paper and new lessons to learn. Every day brings so many stories, but we have no time to think, to churn, to understand the gist, the moral, the essence of those stories. This is the time to review your yesterday. This is the time to plan your today. This is the time to do introspection. This is the time to do retrospection. This is the time to move from the periphery to the center. This is the time of centering, the decentering that has happened in the day. You are moved away from yourself. You don't know who is he, an excited man filled with questions. Are you this person? An anxious mind filled with anxiety, with fears. Are you this? Definitely not. I am somebody else. And coming back to that somebody else is the time for Amrit Vela. This is the time. This is the thing which we have to do. To re-establish the link with the Supreme. Disconnect to reconnect. The mind is filled with so much positivity at Amrit Vela. So make use of it. And see that every Amrit Vela is new. It brings some new realizations. If you don't feel concentrated, just sit and read something. Something elevating. Something divine. So reading, writing, churning, meditating, focusing, chit-chatting, talking with self, talking with God. So many things. But for that, as I said, you should increase your timings. If you begin with at 4, it is not possible. You have to go back half an hour. So once you have a grip over 3:30, now move back 15 minutes. 3:15. So maintain the 3:15 for at least some days. Once you feel the grip over 3:15, go to 3. And you have also to make modifications in your sleeping time. Try to sleep early. So that you can get up early. See also that you keep on practicing some or other drills throughout the day. If you become absolutely extrovert throughout the day, it's very difficult to suddenly become introvert. Yogi's life is the life of stillness, of solitude. It is not the life of interrogator. It's not the life of questioning. It is the life to sit in stillness and listen to that small internal voice which is echoing in the depth of your heart. So, Prabhat means morning. Simir. Simran. Different words people have used. Remembrance. English word. Yad. Simran. Smriti. Surati. To recall. So, many things to do. So reorganize yourself. Repair the damages. Fractures need stabilization. Plastering thing. So when you wake up at Amrit Vela, wake yourself again with Soman. One is waking up from sleep, another is waking up from Vismriti. Who am I? And modify it. Keep experimenting every day. A new experiment. Amrit Vela is an experiment, a laboratory, where you sit and you test different test tubes and different chemicals and see. Om Shanti.